I've got my guest here. My guest this morning on Thor in the Morning is Laura Cheatham, who is the volunteer coordinator for Reclaim Madison in Marshall, North Carolina. Welcome, Laura. Hope it's not too early for you.
It is not
too early. Oh, wait a minute, Laura. I'm sorry. You need a microphone, too. Hold on. There we go. How's that?
Here I am.
Yeah.
Great. No, it's not too early in the morning, and thanks again for having me.
Good. Dropped your daughter off at school today at Brush Creek Elementary.
7:30.
Out in Walnut there. Good for you. 7:30, that's about right, isn't it?
That's really early. It's actually not as early as we used to put her on the bus at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, really?
So it's a big improvement now.
And how far away are you from the school,
if I may ask? About 15 minutes.
Are you?
Yeah, we're in the Little Pine community.
Oh, I see. Well, gosh, 6:30 in the morning you had to... That's too early, I think. A kid's going to ride for an hour and a half or something like that. Well, Laura, thank you for coming in again today. Would you tell us a little about yourself, your birthplace maybe, your education, work history, and your family, if you like, and maybe a hobby?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I was born in Maine, born and raised.
Oh, really? What city?
The Cape Elizabeth, which is right outside of Portland.
Oh, nice. On the coast, I
yeah,
assume.
On the
Cape
coast.
Elizabeth.
Didn't live right on the coast, but pretty close to the ocean.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Rough winters, huh?
Rough winters, yeah. Although I do miss the snow, honestly.
I bet.
Yeah, we don't get enough here. I'm hoping we get at least one good snow this winter.
I do, too.
But born and raised there, and then I made it to the South by way of school. I went to all-girls school in Southwest Virginia, in Roanoke, Virginia, and ended up staying down there, and that's where I met my husband, David. And then we moved to Colorado for a period of time, where we had my daughter, Calla, who's six, and then we decided to move to the Asheville area and found Marshall by chance and have made this our home.
How nice. Well, gosh, if I had ever lived in Colorado, I don't know if I'd ever be able to move away.
Colorado was nice.
I've got to tell you, I've never been to Colorado, but it sure sounded nice.
It's somewhere good to visit, but I missed the South and the people here,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, good for you. That wasn't Sweetbriar.
No, I went to Hollins University.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Roanoke.
Good for you. Well, how long have you been with the Community Housing Coalition?
Sure, actually.
And what does a volunteer coordinator do?
Yeah, so I've been with Community Housing Coalition only for, 4 months now?
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little bit less since the beginning of November. But I've been volunteering with Community Housing Coalition for a little bit more than 3 years.
Oh, really?
So I'm pretty well-versed in the mission and... Mm-hmm. Have a lot of friends in the in Community Housing Coalition, and it was just a natural fit.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And a volunteer coordinator, you primarily volunteer, you coordinate volunteers for Reclaim Madison, right?
Yes, at this point. So I was brought on to initially get the volunteer program and improve the volunteer program over at Reclaim Madison on Bridge Street. They already had some volunteers that were pretty regular, and I'm starting to bring on a lot more volunteers. So I do the recruiting, I do the onboarding, and coordinate the different projects that the volunteers take part in, and also do some donation pickups, but transitioning to you actually helping out with us with donation pickups.
My wife is starting to call me Fred Sanford because I just go out and pick up not junk, just used furniture or new stuff, whatever's donated.
Right. It's not junk to someone.
It's not.
Right.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Reclaim Madison is located at many of you may know by now in the old coal feed and lumber store across from the post office on. That's Bridge Street, that little side street?
It is Bridge Street, yes.
I guess there was a bridge across the river there one time?
No, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me, but
It could be a name of a man, too, but I thought the Bridge Street was where, you know, good stuff's. And anyways, Reclaim's been open now for, well, CHC's been going on for several years. I don't know how many, but I had Christopher Brown on 5 or 6 years ago, and it was going strong then. It's a 20-year-old institution.
Absolutely.
Kind of, I think, in Marshall.
We've been serving the county for a long time.
Yeah. Reclaim is new. How is it going? How is the Reclaim store going?
Sure. So we've been open just since April of last year, and then we had our grand opening in September. And it's been going really well. You know, the holidays are slow for everyone, I think, but we've been picking up a lot. We've had some really great foot traffic and just getting our name out there and getting people through the door and getting great donations in.
You're turning the donations into money to not only pay for the rent of Reclaim, but to subsidize some of the materials that might be needed to go into new homes and things.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's paying the rent?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that's good.
We're definitely doing really well, and it's been a life, a learning adventure, being a new business and being a new business in Madison County and figuring out how that works. But we're doing really well.
Well, it's nice to see an old hardware store too.
It
is a good hardware store, folks. I know. I'm not sure when the hardware store is leaving. I understand you'd like to go to sort of like a Habitat, a restore for the Habitat for Humanities organization.
Yeah, we're not.
Instead of a hardware store.
Yeah, and that's something we're considering, but it's we haven't landed on any particular strategy at this point. But the hardware we still see is valuable to the residents of Madison County contractors, and especially for ordering materials through Community Housing Coalition for some of our programs that we offer the community. But the salvage side is doing the best out of all of our inventory for sure. It's filling a big need in Madison County.
Oh, good, good. What is Reclaim? Does Reclaim have a mission?
Yeah, our primary mission is to, of course, support Community Housing Coalition. Any proceeds that we make get funneled up to Community Housing Coalition. But bigger than that, our mission is to provide a bifold mission in the sense that we are diverting waste from the landfill, but turning around and offering service and those items as really great pricing to our community and fulfilling that need. We have clients that come in from CHC and purchase items, as well as other Madison County residents. And then eventually we hope to include kind of an educational and community building aspect to Reclaim in the sense of offering different workshops for tool repair or small engine repair or how to rehab furniture, for example. So that's something that's coming down the pipeline eventually at some point.
Well, that's fantastic. Keeping things out of a landfill, that was pretty dear to me when I was at the middle school. I set up a recycling program, and our landfill is closed, folks. All of our waste goes over to Greenville, Tennessee, where they've built this huge, they call them mega landfills, and they're making a ton of money off of taking county's wastes and charging us a bundle. So that's great to hear about Reclaim, interest.
And that's good to know as a volunteer that you set up a recycling program.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I'm retired now. And
only so many hours to donate in a day.
There you go. Tuesday's my big day. Well, what were some of the successes in 2019? Getting the store open is probably the biggest success,
I guess. That's absolutely the biggest success. I would say some of our other successes include we've hired on 3 part-time staff people, which has been really great. So we're expanding that economic opportunity in Madison County. We've also done a lot of re-merchandising. We've gone through a lot of the old inventory that Howard carried when he had the store open before, and kind of whittled that down and expanded the offerings that we bring to Madison County residents in terms of hardware items. We've also done a lot of kind of moving and shifting around in the salvage side and taken down a lot of infrastructure to make more room for the store to expand its floor capacity for
more salvage.
More salvage and making it more visually appealing and then just getting our name out there to bring more people in the community into service has been a really big success as well.
Well, it is a success. The CHC's mission is fantastic, and trying to keep people in their own homes is good. The Neighbors Helping Neighbors program that you did last year, do you know how many people you were able to help, or how many dwellings you were able to help?
Yeah. So we helped a lot of people. We still have a ton of people on the wait list at this point, dozens and dozens of people. But we just switched over our assessors. One of our longtime assessors, Jake, retired from. He's doing some other really wonderful things right now. And we actually brought on my husband to work with us in that capacity. And he's got.
David filled Jake's position?
He did. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's carpenter. And
He is. Well, we've been building our own house for the past 3 years.
I see.
So he's got experience in that sense and has done odd jobs for other people. And he's got a realtor background. So
I'm sorry to hear that Jake's left. I worked a couple of neighbors helping neighbors probably 2 years ago now, maybe a year ago, year and a half ago. And he was a great leader of the crew that went out one weekend and really knocked out a lot of problems the little trailer was having.
He is a fantastic project manager. Yeah. We certainly miss him a lot.
Well, I'll look forward to working with David then sometime this year.
Absolutely.
Already have at the Reclaim store. But,
yeah, and me as well, because I'm also transitioning. Part of my role in what I was brought on for is managing the volunteers at Reclaim, but also starting to support Stephanie, who's our current volunteer programs coordinator for Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And she's moving more into a social work capacity, and I'm going to be supporting her in arranging the Neighbors Helping Neighbors and running the Neighbors Helping Neighbors work days also. So we'll see each other then too.
That is great. Well, Neighbors Helping Neighbors is just that, where a group of people on a weekend will go out and repair a porch or a roof, or a porch and a roof, and some plumbing problems that a person has asked help for.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I am talking with Laura Cheatham. She is the community housing, working with the Community Housing Coalition, but especially with Reclaim Madison, and tries to, as I said in the my little script there, dredge up volunteers. That's not very nice. That's not what you do. It's basically just asking if you'd like to help. And if you have a few hours a week or a month even, you can do that. If you would like to do that, call the store. It's 649. Well, the store, 649-0100.
That's right. That's for Reclaim.
Community Housing Coalition's 649-1200,
that's
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested in even donating materials, if you have some extra plywood or some extra boards or a nice couch, consider donating it to Reclaim Madison. If you're thinking of throwing away the couch, somebody may actually give $25 or $30 for a couch and use it for several more years. So,
absolutely.
Laura, thanks for doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to the hard part, before we went on the air here, talking about what's the root problem, I put down poverty as possibly the root problem, but there may be somebody that's just rich as all get out, but elderly and doesn't know where to turn, I would assume. Maybe not too many of those. But the uneducated and the sick, some people that are sick might not be able to maintain their safe living conditions. Do you see, a couple of areas where people have something in common that need help from neighbors and neighbors?
Yeah, well, we certainly address a whole host of different challenges that our community face. And some of what you mentioned, for sure, we help veterans, we help elderly, disabled, single parents, and of course, people below a certain means of income throughout the county.
Mm-hmm.
It is an application process, so all of our clients do apply to us and go through that process first before we serve them.
How long does that take?
Oh gosh, it really depends on our capacity and. And just kind of how many people we have already in the pipeline, and a lot of different factors. In terms of other issues, I mean, really the issues span across the board. They're never really the same for every two client. But something that definitely does have a big impact is, our political climate in terms of whether we're getting programmatic support and federal programs are getting program support to be able to apply for different grants and support our mission in that way. And and, you know, it fluctuates from administration to administration. So
yeah.
Hopefully that type of support continues to allow us to do our work.
Well, I'm sure the current climate is pretty tough.
It has been tough, but yeah. Hopefully it will get better, and yeah. We shall see.
Well, that's great. Yeah, so CHC and not Reclaim, but CHC is funded a lot through grants.
A lot through grants and also private donations. That's something that we've been improving upon over the last couple of years, and brought on a fund development director. Kathy Dalton is working with us now, and mm-hmm. she's fantastic. But we're part of the whole reason that we opened Reclaim was to help diversify our funding structure and adding another revenue stream to bring in some sort of other sustainable revenue source.
Wow, good for you.
To help us not be so reliant on grants, because that's never a fully reliable source for a nonprofit.
Well, Kathy did, Laura did mention that you do have a waiting list for people.
Absolutely.
There is a great need, isn't there?
Yeah, we have dozens and dozens of clients on a waiting list, and we keep and maintain those relationships and build those relationships during the time that they're on the waiting list.
Yeah.
You know, we work as quickly as we can, but the need, I think, will always surpass what we're able to deliver.
But at least once a month, there is a Neighbors Helping Neighbors effort to get out there to at least one place, correct?
We do have 8 Neighbors Helping Neighbors during the calendar year.
So
8 Saturdays per year. But then we do also other projects for clients intermittently between those projects with volunteers David's help.
I see.
And contractors help as well.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Neighbors Helping Neighbors.
Nope, we have other programs too.
Good. In the middle of the week, you can apply, folks. The phone number for CHC is 649-1200. For those of you with funds that might want to give them a call, please. And if you have stuff to pick up or need a couch, John's probably gonna kick me when I see him next. Don't mention the word couch. Couches take up a lot of space. But seriously, folks, if you do need to get rid of some furniture or knickknacks, even if we don't use them at the Reclaim store, I think we take them over to my sister's place mm-hmm. for clothing and so on.
Right.
Laura Cheatham is who I'm talking with today, the volunteer coordinator for Reclaim Madison. And you'd like to hear from them too, wouldn't you?
I would love to hear from you if you are listening and you feel called to give your time in some way to this community. Service work is something that I'm really passionate about, and I don't think that there's any better way to participate in this community than by giving back. And coming into Reclaim Madison is a great starting point for that.
I totally agree. I started volunteering with Reclaim in the summer, and just putting stickers on things in the old hardware store, reducing the price, by the way. But also I started going out to pick up stuff for people that couldn't bring their stuff down. And their donations down. And it's been very rewarding. First of all, I get to kind of be by myself, drive out to wherever, see beautiful Madison County. But also there's a sense of helping them clear out an apartment, make more room in their apartment, and then the benefit of taking it down to Reclaim is always good.
Mm-hmm. And meeting neighbors. That's one of my favorite things, I think, about donation pickups, is meeting some of our neighbors that I might not get a chance to meet otherwise. That's been really fun.
I have never met somebody that I've picked up material from that I have regretted.
Mm.
They're all very, very nice. Mm. So you've employed your husband now.
Yeah, we have.
Or was David volunteering before you?
He was not. I have tended to do more service work in our marriage. But he also knows a lot of people in CHC, and we were looking for someone, and he's got the experience, and he's really, really great with the volunteer groups and helping to teach and helping people learn new skills. It's been really fun watching him work in that capacity.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's a family affair.
I
won't break into any more song, I promise.
Well, and one of the first Neighbors Helping Neighbors that we did as a family, our daughter came out too with her little shovel.
Oh, nice.
And she was helping to dig a trench with Stephanie's daughter as well, together underneath a a mobile home for doing another underpinning. So yeah. That was fun.
So from 6 to 60, right?
Right.
Six
well, actually,
more than 60.
No, I mean, we've had between probably 4 and 84, honestly, stretching in different capacities as a volunteer with us. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive.
Well, I'm getting into my high 60s now, and I probably won't go up on any roof, but it's really a very enjoyable thing to do. I'd highly recommend it for those of you who have just a little bit of time in the week to go out and help. How many volunteers are there with the Reclaim store right now?
Sure. So currently we have 9 regular volunteers, including you. Uh-huh. And we also have 2 interns from Mars Hill University
that
help us out there with the Bonner Scholar Program.
And that's with Reclaim, not CHC?
So they have been CHC interns in the past, but we have a new CHC intern joining us this semester. And so they'll be working more closely with us
with
down at Reclaim, pretty much primarily at Reclaim, which is really exciting.
They
are fantastic interns. And then we have a handful of volunteers that kind of pop in and out according to their schedule, whatever works for them.
Yeah.
Typically on a weekly basis. But and that number is growing.
Yeah. That's kind of like me. I don't really have a set time, but, you know, if you can. Do what I can.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are on the payroll of CHC?
Sure. So we've got John, who came on the show earlier, and he is full-time. And then we have currently 3 part-time staff people as well.
At Reclaim. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, good for them. 20 hours a week?
Our staff hours range between 32 hours a week and, I think, 11 and a half hours a week.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And John's full-time.
John is full-time. Yeah. Yes, he's the only full-time staff member at this time.
Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. How about volunteer opportunities right now?
Right.
Is that a possibility of somebody coming in today?
It's a
walking
huge...
in and are you working today, by the way?
I am not working today. Today's my day off.
Oh,
so
and you came down
and I did
here.
Come down
oh,
to talk
nice.
With you. It's fun. yes, we have lots of volunteer opportunities available right now. Lots of different projects that we're working on, ranging from demo work to organizing and sorting to merchandising and making things look fancy to helping with donation pickups.
What do you mean by demo work?
Demolition work. So we have different structural aspects on the salvage side or the warehouse side of our business that still need to be taken down to help open up the store
and be able to have
more floor space for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of different opportunities. So whatever you're into, whatever your specialty is or background is, we have a spot for you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And during your breaks, you can go out and look at the beautiful French Broad River right behind the store.
Absolutely.
Like I said, Laura, we're going to have to kind of close this up. Mark Powell's Classical Hour comes on real soon. Any last words?
No, just I'm really excited to meet some new people. Come on by. Even if you're not interested in volunteer work, please do come on down and spread the word. We have amazing prices on items that you maybe won't find anywhere else, and some great staff to get to know and learn about, and I'm excited to meet you, so come on down.
Yeah, I was going to add to that great prices. I think there's almost a brand new stove, double stove up top and bottom.
Yep.
And, for a song compared to what you would have to pay for it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
As well as if you need a sink for your, cleaning your fish out by the creek or something, or in the back wall of your home. I'm thinking of putting one in. That's where outside, wherever. They've got tons of plumbing material and sinks and commodes and, it's just way too many things to mention here. But it is like one of the more familiar Salvation Army or Restores of the Habitat for Humanity organization. And we have our own right here in Madison County. Laura Cheatham, thank you for coming in. One more time, what's the phone number?
649-0100 for Reclaim.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. Let me get one more tune up here. How about Eric Burden and the Animals?